Well, when you think of great basketball coaches, who come to mind? Dean Smith, Coach K, Jimmy V. But where did today's greats learn the game? For many of them, it was a coach from DeMatha Catholic High School in Maryland.
Morgan has given lessons to thousands of coaches at every level. His DNA is all over the darn game.
We all joke about next to the word coach in the dictionary should be a picture of it. Well, it should be Morgan's picture.
If you start to interview most coaches, each and every one of them have been touched by Morgan Wooten in some way.
That's a clip from the documentary Morgan Wooten, the Godfather of Basketball. Hall of Fame coach Morgan Wooten is credited with more than 1,200 wins and 5 national championships in a career that had lasted almost 50 years in high school. Joining me now is the executive producer of the film, Bill Hayes, founder and CEO of Figure Eight Films and Thunder Mountain Media. Great to see you again, Bill.
Frank, always good to see you, buddy.
All right, Morgan Wooten, for those of us who don't know him, and I do because I live in the D.C. area. He was still on the TV when I was up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Morgan, just being here listening to your last little bit about Washington, what a difference. Because Morgan's from the Washington, D.C. area, and it's the exact opposite of the spectrum. It was communication. It was positive. Morgan, one of those voices you just heard was Derek Wittenberg, the famous NC State guard with Sidney Lowe, who won the national title with Jim Valvano. He and Sidney were Morgan's backcourt, making them the only two guards in America to win the national title in high school and then win it in college. But Derek talked me into making the film about his high school coach. He's like, I'm on a plane from Raleigh to New York with this big, large guy. And I go, who are you? And he goes, Derek. I go, Derek, who? And he goes, Wittenberg. And I go, I know who you are, you joker. And, you know, he says, well, you, and I tell him I do John and K plus 8, 19 Kids and Counting, Sister Wives, and all these other TV shows. He's like, well, you should do one about my coach. And I'm like, that's not what I do. But then he started telling me about Morgan, and Morgan's whole thing was God, family, school, and then basketball. Never had a losing season. Sent, like, for 30 years, every one of his players got a scholarship. The things he did was extraordinary, but the way he did it was what was the real story and really got me going with it.
Well, Derek Wittenberg and Sidney Lowe were part of that NC State team that won the national championship in 83. And here's a clip from the documentary where they're sharing the impact that Morgan Wooten had on them.
From what we heard when we were in high school, we apply that to our lives now.
So before we became these great basketball players who won these championships, he taught us about life.
If you have a solid base and solid fundamentals of basketball, you can be successful.
Why? Nobody's ever asked me, why did you go to DeMatha other than Morgan Wooten? Why? Because back then, if you got a college scholarship, man, that was huge. Not like today, everybody talks about the NBA. You putting the cart before the horse. I was the first in my family who have opportunity not only to earn a scholarship, but to earn a degree.
That's a clip from the documentary Morgan Wooten from the Godfather of Basketball, and I'm here with executive producer of the film, Bill Hayes. A lot of firsts, including integration. He was one of the first, really, to integrate high school basketball.
Well, great story about, you know, obviously the book about Dean Smith and Charlie Scott, but that was 69. In 1959, 10 years before that, Morgan was integrating this white Catholic school below the Mason-Dixon line in Maryland. Johnny Jones, Johnny Austin. Johnny Jones becomes Bill Russell's backup for the Celtics. But when I talked to Morgan about it, he's no big deal. And, even, you know, his players would say Morgan didn't see color. And, you know, it was just that's it. He wanted basketball players.
Yeah, he did it. And he managed to coach and lead as well. So here's a clip with one of Wooten's players looking back at the days that two black players joined the team, Johnny Jones and John Austin.
We've never seen so many white people. We was the only two brothers in the facility. Johnny Austin was a little nervous. He told the coach, he said, okay, well, we'll be back tomorrow. But he was so shaky that coach didn't believe him. So the coach came to me and said, Johnny,
I got a job for you, buddy, and I know you can do it. You make sure John Austin's here tomorrow. He's coach, I got it covered.
When we came out here to DeMatha, we was his kids. And he treated everybody the same. He had no favorites.
There's a clip of former Boston Celtic Johnny Jones talking about the day Coach Wooten integrated DeMatha High School, 1959. Jones, one of two black players joining the team that year, shares his story in Morgan Wooten, the Godfather of Basketball, and I'm here with executive producer of the film, Bill Hayes, tell me more about this incredible, because again, it's a 50-year career that he has, and it's really a lot about leadership in it.
Well, it is, but also, he was just this brilliant guy, always innovating. Like, the first basketball camp in America, he creates it with this guy Joe Gallagher in D.C. He, taking the charge, his guys, you know, no wonder Dean's dudes were and Krzyzewski's guys were taking the charge. Morgan had some kid in a orphanage in the 50s doing it, and they perfected it actually against they're the only team to beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lou Alcindor at the time.
Talk about that game. That's a pretty incredible moment, right?
First sellout in the history of Coalfield House. Not a college game, not even the Celtics who had played there. High school. Power Memorial comes down as a two-game series, 64-65. Power wins the first one in 64-3. Morgan says that won't happen again. We don't lose the same way twice. He gets one of his players to put a tennis racket in his hand, a real tall dude already. And Sid Catlett Jr., whose dad played the drums for Louis Armstrong. And they alter their arc of their shot and learn how to shoot over Kareem. They also take some charges. Held Kareem to the lowest point total in his entire career and the only time he ever lost in high school.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Lou Alcindor at the time comes and sells out an arena, and so the stakes are pretty high, and they win 1-2.
Oh, snowy night, and Morgan's wife is pregnant, and the woman next to her, Martha Breedlove, says, "I'm not taking you to the hospital if you got to go. I'm staying for the second half of this game."
Morgan Wooten in the Hall of Fame now for his years as a basketball coach at DeMatha High School in Maryland, and the documentary shares a little bit about his friendship with Dean Smith and how they loved to talk basketball into the wee hours. And apparently everybody in town knew about their relationship and fostered and abetted.
Dean Smith, John Wooden, Red Auerbach. These are the great coaches Morgan Wooten learned from.
Anytime Dean would go up here, I mean, Morgan will tell you they're legendary nights where the owners just gave him the keys. You guys lock up. And here's 50 more napkins if you want to keep drawing.
There it is from the documentary, Morgan Wooten, the Godfather of Basketball. I'm talking with executive producer of the film, Bill Hayes. How much did you know? I mean, obviously, you know, you have this conversation on the plane and you decide, all right, I'm going to do a documentary. What, as you got into this, how much did you know about him before you started this?
Not much at all, but I just kept, it was like peeling back the onion. And once you go meet Morgan, it was all over. I couldn't help it. He's like Obi-Wan. It's like he's got these things that when Morgan gets into your head, it doesn't get out. And it's, you know, I tell people our film's as much about leadership as it is about basketball. And he's got these things like inch by inch, life's a cinch, or be quick but don't hurry. And you go, huh? But he's just, he's brilliant.
But it's more than just, it is the rhetoric, and it's a way in which, you know, he sets the plan and, you know, kind of gives it a caption. But he did come up with some innovations. Talk about the innovations.
Well, first basketball camp in America, taking the charge, the McDonald's All-Star Game.
We're taking the charge.
But, you know, they changed the rules committee came to his high school several times, and then they changed the rules of basketball with the offensive foul thanks to what Morgan was doing because he was creating such havoc. Remember how people used to give Dean Smith such a hard time because his players would take the charge or Coach K?
Just roughly, for people who don't know basketball, charging is a foul. If you've got the ball on offense, you can't bang
into somebody.
You can't really run over somebody. And, of course, the tendency, if you're defending somebody, is if somebody's running at you fast, you get out of the way. He said, don't get out of the way, then it'll be a foul.
Well, yeah, you haven't seen anybody take Zion Williams' charges yet, either,
have you? And you've got to do it cleverly, because if the ref sees that you were sort of too deliberate about
right.
it.
You got to have your feet placed firmly. You can't move. You can't lean, all this kind of stuff. So, you know, he was a master at fundamentals. And James Brown, the famous football announcer, people think he was a football player. He was a guy who could jump out of the gym for Morgan, who was going to come to Carolina and ended up going to Harvard. At the last moment, Teddy Kennedy, he's in our film, talks him into going to Harvard instead of coming to Carolina. Yeah. And Coach K, where was Coach K in the summer of 91, right before he started winning big? He was vacationing in Greece with Morgan.
Yeah, taking tips. And so the idea of both leadership and also basketball acumen, understanding the game. When you talk to these coaches, it all seems like it's pretty genuine. They really think that they've learned a lot from this guy.
Every time I watch Notre Dame play, Mike Bray is like the only guy who could go from being a high school assistant coach to being Coach K's assistant coach because he was Morgan's assistant coach. But I watch him and it's time and score, which is, you know, there's 30 seconds left, but if it's a two-possession game, we stop them once, we score twice, we're back in the game. And Morgan's players, every one of them would say, you know, we'd be at the end of the game, we'd be down by 6, 10, and here we go, we got this, boys, and this is how we're going to do it. And they would win over and over and over. And I watch Mike Bray's teams do it, and I go, darn, boy, he learned well.
Now, here's a guy, so you think about him in high school, all these great coaches have learned from him, all of these players have gone on, they got scholarships, many went on to the NBA. Why doesn't he move on? And he had a chance to go to NC State.
Because he was a smart man. He had a basketball camp that was making some money, A. B, the college environment is very precarious. You don't win, and you're going. He got the offer for NC State before Valvano did, because Derek and Sidney, his two point guards, have gone to NC State. Storm and Norman decides he's gone to Florida, and they call, Coach, you can have the job. And there's newspaper clippings, $800,000 for Morgan Wooten if he wants to take the state job, and that was big money. And he goes, no, you know, I got five kids. They want to stay here. His kid in our film says, I wanted to go. I could get a new pool and have to, you know, didn't have to do the paper route. But Morgan was, just, you know, and I've been to his house several times. It's, you know, a mile from Coalfield House. He's in a beautiful neighborhood. Why would you leave? He's just, you know, quality of life. Yeah. Progress isn't quite what we crack it up to be. And
is there also, there might be a fundamental difference too, as these players age and mature and start to think they're, you know, that there's a little different technique and a little different Svengali that you have to be for a professional player who's making millions of dollars or one who's on the threshold of that versus a high school kid who barely ties sneakers.
Well, Morgan will tell you that those are the critical years of development, of character development, as much as basketball development. So if you have an opportunity to mold young men into great people, as well as basketball players, then that's the mission. And that was his mission as much as, you know, it was great, that God, family, school, and basketball thing. He lived it. And his players, you meet them, and you meet to the every one of them. You meet these people, and you go, wow, you see what he did with them.
Well, Derek, they talked about that. Well, go ahead. Finish
Derek
that.
Runs a scholarship fund with his wife, Jackie, over in Raleigh now. And you see the things that he is going on to do beyond basketball at NC State. You know, time after time, all these guys are doing that kind of thing.
Anybody like him on the scene today?
Not that I know of. Yeah. It's a different game because of the AAU. And, you know, it's basketball has rebundled and moved their players here and there. And the goal, as Derek says in the film, you know, the goal then was to get a scholarship. The goal now is to be a pro basketball player. And it's sort of sad.
Yeah, everybody's moving up too fast. And even to take the time to develop not only as a player, but the full human being that Coach Wooten was really looking for. And it's interesting, all those players talk about that what they taught more than anything was how to live your life. And then there were some great basketball skills they could apply.
You know, the reason I did the film is because I think sports can become the greatest metaphor for life if executed properly. You learn discipline, you learn camaraderie, you learn sacrifice, you learn that you get to get knocked down and get up again constantly, and there's no shame in getting knocked down if you can get up. And so, you know, the way he did that was just, it was perfect. He would have them, you know, in the integration thing, his players told me they went into this restaurant, and this is like out of the movies, and, you know, they said, we're not serving the black guys. And they go, we're not eating here, you know, and that was the kind of ship he ran.
Bill Hayes, founder and CEO of Figure Eight Films, the founder of Thunder Mountain Media, and the producer of the documentary Morgan Wooten, The Godfather of Basketball, which is now available online.
Thank you. Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Vudu. You can buy it or rent it. You get a DVD. The Blu-ray has all these extra bits with all these stories, like Morgan's wife's story about Dean Smith and the night Kennedy died.
Chuck Mountain, thank you so much, Bill. Always good to talk with you. We've got live music coming up, the music of Chuck Mountain. Stay with us.